Hey guys, welcome to this episode of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Saling Podcast. How are you today? How is your fashion business? If you don't know me, my name is Sandra. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. And this podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. If you have any questions, please email us at info@gitanastyling.com. Gitana is GITANA styling.com. You know, you can always hang out with me inside our free Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. In there, we host events, we answer questions, we share resources. Also, remember, we have our Etsy store for workbooks and planners for your fashion business. And if you want to grow your business one planner at a time, remember to check out our Planner Club subscription. Today, I'm super excited because I have an amazing guest here with me, okay? And, you know, I want to introduce her to you. Her name is Julia. Hi, Julia, how do you say the last name again?
Antufia.
And she is the person behind Fashion Business Mastermind, a mentorship program for you to learn how to start a clothing brand step by step or how to improve your existing clothing business. Okay. She is a fashion inventor and a manufacturer. She has 15 plus years in business experience. And today we have her here to share her expertise with you. Welcome, welcome, Julia. Thank you for being here.
Sandra, thank you very much for inviting me to your show. I'm extremely excited and it is a great pleasure. Thank you.
No, my pleasure. I wanted to bring her in because she has so much knowledge, guys, and she's really gonna help us with this manufacturing piece. But today is like an intro piece that I want you guys to get to know her a little bit more. So Julia, tell them a little bit more about you and your background.
Well, Sandra, you already covered it all, I think, but I will repeat, at the risk to repeat myself. So my name is Julia Antofiev. I'm fashion inventor and manufacturer, founder of manufacturing club Quantum Factory, a full service provider for new designers and fashion inventors. In the past 15 years, we have been working with more than 200 new labels, and we have manufactured more than 500,000 of high quality designer clothing. That's it's a huge amount. Once I've counted them all, I was surprised by myself. Mm-hmm. So not only do we manufacture for new designers and fashion inventors, we also share our business experiences from these 15 years working with the new fashion labels in our mentorship program called Fashion Business Mastermind. And in Fashion Business Mastermind, new designers and fashion inventors learn how to start a clothing brand step by step or how to improve their existing fashion business.
Awesome. Julia, and you are based in Germany?
Our company, my team, we are running our business in China, in Shanghai. Uh-huh. And currently, for the past year and a half, I am based in Germany, close to Berlin.
Okay, awesome.
So we are working daily remote. This is the remote home office at its best, I think.
Of course. Well, thanks to the internet now, that's possible. So super excited to be connecting here with you from South Florida in the United States.
So who would think that this is possible?
Yeah, amazing. So Julia, let's start at the beginning of this whole process. You always talk about, you know, every fashion business needs to have a mission and a purpose, right? So what can you tell us about this for the listeners who are tuning in today?
So a clear mission and purpose is one of the four instruments to get focused on your business. Mm-hmm. Focus is the key to business success, and one of the instruments to gain focus is your mission and purpose. As a clothing brand owner, it is important to understand that you are not in business of fashion. You are in the business of transformation. Your business is never about you. Your business is never about your product. Your business is always about your client and the transformational experience, the result that you create for your client with your product. Your client buys from you because you help them to move from the place where they are right now, the place of pain, to the place where they want to be. And when I say the place of pain, I don't really mean a physical pain per se. it is not a, it's possible, but it's not necessary. I mean that your client has a burning desire to be to achieve a certain state of being, and you help your client to achieve this desire. So this is the transformational experience that you create for your client. And this transformational experience, this result is the single reason for a client to buy from you. So here is the formula that you may use to define your mission and purpose. It's quite simple. We help fill in your clients to fill in your transformational experience, the result, with fill in your product. I give you an example. We help women, so the client, women, to what transformational experience result? To beat fatigue, have more energy in life, start exercising, and turn their fitness program to success. This is a transformational experience with the product, wearable energizer, perfect tights. We help women to beat fatigue, have more energy in life, start exercising, and turn their fitness program to success with wearable energizer, perfect tights. So here's my question to you. What transformational experience, to all listeners, what transformational experience do you provide to your clients with your clothing brand or with your fashion product? Please fill in this template.
Awesome, amazing. And you know, for some people might be like, oh, this is so basic, but so many people miss this piece, right? So many people just go out there and, you know, they talk about the product and the features and, you know, they love making it, so they think everybody's gonna love it too. And that's the wrong approach, right? We have to tell them why they need it, what is the transformation that it's going to provide. So I love this, because a lot of people, again, they start with the process and they never get to this. Some people, you ask them and they really don't have a clear answer to this. And I know the people who are listening, they're asking me, you know, okay, but what if that changes? So I want to ask you, in your experience, has your mission and purpose changed in your business, for example, or one of them? Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. The mission and purpose is not rigid. It will change in time with the experiences that you gain. So for us, so basically you are getting feedback from all those different places. There are three places where you're getting feedback on your mission and purpose. Mm-hmm. And the first one is your clients. So what do they tell you? The second, the second source of feedback are your partners who are bringing in clients. They will give you a feedback. And the third source of feedback is this transformational experience that you create for your clients. You will look at the transformational experience and say, well, is it what you wanted for them, or should you change it? Sometimes for us, it was as follows. Our clients were extremely happy with what they were getting. Our partners were extremely happy with what our clients were getting, but we have seen that the transformational experience that we were giving to our clients was not enough. So we have changed our mission and purpose. So it started as follows. We help new fashion designers to start their clothing brand with minimum investment, catering to low order volumes as a full service, high quality fashion manufacturer. So this is what we've started with. We truly believe that by allowing a fashion designer to start her collection business with minimum investment, and how do you realize minimum investment? If we say we'll make as low as 3 units, 10 units per style for you, okay, in the bulk order. Okay. So this minimum investment, we will help them to launch. And that's true. We were helping them to launch. Everybody was happy until in the year number 4, we have figured out by analyzing the transformational experience that minimum investment is not enough to succeed. There is a second component, which is focus, that we were missing in the whole mission purpose. And this is where we have gained the experience that our clients who were running collection business, they were less successful. They would close down by the year number 4. And those clients who would be focusing on one single product, they were extremely successful beyond the year number 4. And this is where we've changed our mission and purpose. We've decided to educate our clients on this insight. And now our mission and purpose is we help new designers and fashion inventors to start their clothing brand with minimum investment, okay, and maximize their chances for success. with the single fashion product strategy.
Awesome.
So we teach the single fashion product strategy, mm-hmm. and we help our clients to develop and manufacture the one single product that our clients focus on and launch their brand with. And this one single product strategy minimizes the investment and maximizes clients' chances for success. This is the real life example of on how our mission and purpose changed.
And I love it how you explain it, because this shows people exactly, I mean, if I tell them, hey, you know, she is a manufacturing expert and she can help you with this, but then I tell them exactly what you just said, right? Your mission and your purpose, it changes the whole dynamic. You know exactly how, you know, she can help you and how she is different from the rest and how she can, you know, how she has come about with that conclusion, right? So it's super important to first, something I always tell everyone who listens to us, stay flexible, okay? Which is something I had to learn, you know, it was hard for me in the beginning, because I'm a person who is very like, I'm a planner, I like everything by the book. And then when you are like that, you know, you're like, okay, this is what I'm gonna do, this is the plan, this is what I'm gonna follow. But then you notice that things happen along the way, and the only way to grow is to adapt to those changes and to basically learn what's happening to improve the experience for your customer. So that's the next question for you, because I hear people saying, okay, but it took so long for me to get to this point and have this mission and have this thing, and you know, all my marketing is geared towards that and all of that stuff. And now I notice I have to change this. So how do I evolve with that, you know, transition? How do I start changing things? How do I start talking to people differently? Where do I start? What do you suggest?
So you are absolutely right. We have to stay flexible. At the moment that you are stiff and not changing, this is the moment where you're dead. Mm-hmm. So flexible businesses, they adapt fast. And this is what we need. This is why I'm teaching my students always listen. Listen to your client. Listen to your partners. Look at the transformational experience. Mm-hmm. You do not jump around with your mission and purpose. We had the very same mission purpose for 4 years. Mm-hmm. And 4 years later, when our clients started to go bankrupt, this is where we started asking questions, because this is the latest when you can start asking questions is when something goes south. Mm-hmm. So, and we have seen, well, something is completely wrong. And we have seen these two different types of business models. One works, one doesn't for new fashion labels. Mm-hmm. So, and this is what you will see as well. You do not kind of try to change your mission purpose 3 months after you've written it, but you always listen to your partners, those people who help you to sell your clothing. You listen to your clients, those people who wear your clothing, and you look, does your clothing do this transformational experience or not? And if it doesn't, you have two choices. Maybe your clients don't buy your clothing because you say it will. Let's make some completely stupid example. So you are selling a coat that makes people invisible, mm-hmm. but it doesn't. They're still very much visible. They just love how flattering they look in this coat, and it is completely water resistant. So this flattering thing and this water resistant thing, mm-hmm. is actually a part of your product development. So you thought about it, you've implemented it, mm-hmm. but you thought that you want to give them invisibility, but they don't care about it. And even if your coat makes them invisible, they may come to you and say, you know what, you have a great product, mm-hmm. but I want to be visible in it because it is so flattering and it is water resistant. I simply love it. Please make it visible. Mm-hmm. And you will ditch the invisibility from your mission and purpose because they don't really have this pain. Mm-hmm. So they have a completely different emotional need that you fulfill with your product. And this is how you will change your mission and purpose. Mm-hmm. You may have, again, this feedback, you will receive it from your clients, from your partners, and you will see the transformational experience. And there's nothing to be afraid of. Mm-hmm. Just simply, and the changes will never be as such that you need to change everything.
Exactly.
Because the core will be there.
I always tell people we have to remind ourselves that this is entrepreneurship, and entrepreneurship means that we're learning every day, that we're coming up with solutions every day, that things are changing every day. And I also think, you know, perhaps we have the wrong idea about the big businesses, the established ones, that they don't go through that. And it's not true, you know, they do. It's just that for them, you know, they have a bigger budget, you know, budgets perhaps, and you know, but they go through those changes all the time. And actually, I think right now they're very visible, because with all the changes in the economy and everything, like, we can really see how, for example, some stores are not doing well because they haven't adapted, and they're trying to get different strategies to gather the customer's attention, and it's not working. So we can see it in real life that they have the same struggles that we do, but we actually, as smaller brands, have a benefit that because we manage, you know, we're solopreneurs or we have a smaller company, we can actually change the narrative and the marketing and everything quicker. And actually, we are in constant contact with our customers, so we can actually make this switch even faster if we're like, we stay flexible and we just, you know, adapt to what's going on. So thank you so much for explaining that. I love the example. I just wanted to also point out there's so many topics and so many layers to all of this. And we're going to talk about this in different episodes, because we're going to bring Julia back because she has so much knowledge. But today I just wanted to go ahead. I just wanted to focus today on the basics, because the idea here is to take you throughout a journey. So you guys, you know, we go step by step and guide you through this whole process. So my next question for Julia was about the ideal customer, or she calls her the target group. Like, how important is this piece in this process, especially in the beginning, defining that ideal customer, finding who that person is and how you're going to market to them and all of that good stuff?
The interesting thing about the ideal client is that you may start with one particular target group and end up with something you never thought of. If you watch how the brands came about, most of the time they really had a different person in mind than the real client they eventually got. Again, you have to be flexible. But in the very beginning, when we do not know anything, we just have this feeling. Of course, you may have a market research, but most entrepreneurs and fashion designers, they are so passionate, they do not do a research in terms of what niche is open. No, they have something, they have burning desire to do something they love. So they go and pursue their passion. They do not research somebody else's passion. So we need to make some assumptions about our clients, and it is important to know who you are serving in order to speak directly to your client, to speak in the language of your client, and to speak in the places where your clients are congregating. So I recommend defining your target group as narrow as possible and as concrete as possible. A target group is never all people, and the market is never the globe to start with. So if you say, I want to serve all people in the world, well, water serves all people in the world, but look at all those different niches for water. So you will need, even if you sell water, you will need to niche down even more so. So the more concrete, the more specific your target group is defined, the better you understand the need of your target group, the better results you can create for your target group, and the better your target group understands you, the faster they resonate with you, and the faster they adopt your product, means the lower your cost of customer acquisition. So it's very good for us to narrow down in the very beginning. So the first key point of targeting is be very specific, niche down. The second key point of targeting is understanding the difference between the end users of your product and the multipliers. The end users of your product are people who will wear your clothing, use your services. The multipliers are people and organizations that are not competitive to you, who serve the similar or the same target group as you serve, and who have a similar or same mission and purpose that you have. So those people are influencers, service providers whose clients may benefit from your product, brick and mortar retail stores, online shop, to just name a few. Mm-hmm. Working with multipliers is always a stronger strategy, since you get one, instant access to already established distribution channel, mm-hmm. and two, strong social proof and authority caused by support of the multipliers. Mm-hmm. So while defining your target group, you will distinguish, is it an end user or is it a multiplier? Mm-hmm. And in order to define a target group, there are 7 questions that I recommend to answer, mm-hmm. to get the basic understanding of all these different target groups you may have. And yes, you may have more than one target mm-hmm. group of multipliers and more than one target groups of end users. So mm-hmm. question number one would be the general description. Who is your client, their age, gender, profession, current life situation? Mm-hmm. The more detailed, the better. The second question is the want. What does she want? The question number 3 is the pain. What are her deepest pains? Mm-hmm. Question number 4 are the habits. What are her habits? Question number 5 are obstacles. What stops her from achieving what she wants? Mm-hmm. Question number 6 is the result. What result, what transformational experience that solves this pain are you going to give to your client with your product, with your business? And the question number 7 is market size. What is your market size estimation? So how many people fall into this target group? And what is your annual revenue estimation? Shall you have, let's say, 1% of market share? Of course, you will not have 1% of market share when you start with, but you have to calculate with something. You have to compare all these groups based on something. So let's say you have 1% market share. Let's see, what is your annual potential revenue with 1% market share in all these different target groups? And I'd encourage you to answer the same questions for end users and multipliers, mm-hmm. and then evaluate all of them based on how easy it is for you to approach this market, this target group. What is the size of this market group or target group? And what is the potential revenue? You will pick one target group to start with of mm-hmm. end users and all target groups of multipliers that serve the same end user. Mm-hmm. And you will target them together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Makes total sense. I think, again, it's so helpful to identify that group. Of course, we know that other people from other groups might end up buying the product. That, okay, that could happen, sure. But you're gonna cater to a specific group, right? Because that's gonna make your life easier, and that's how you're gonna be able to fulfill that need for that group. If you're, like you were mentioned about the water, if you're just helping everyone, you're helping no one, like they say, right? Because there's so many different details and needs and things going on. So thank you so much for explaining that and sharing those questions, because it makes it really clear. Julia, you are, like I said, a wealth of knowledge, and just what you explained today, there's a lot of information. So I just want people to really write down some notes. And if you guys have any questions about these topics for Julia, we're going to share all her contact information so you can contact her. Or if you have questions about specific things that you want us to cover here in the podcast, please let us know. Julia, where can they contact you so they can start connecting with you?
I would love to invite everyone who is listening to this episode to and is ready to start her clothing brand, needs support by like-minded brand owners who wants to improve her existing clothing brand, to join the 14 days free trial in Fashion Business Mastermind at fashionbusinessmastermind.com. If you joined after listening to this episode, you'll get 6 month access to our weekly group coaching call that is reserved for our premium clients only. And in this coaching call, you can ask all your business questions directly and I will answer them on the call. And on the top of that, I will have a 30 minutes one-on-one call with you to dive deep into your current business situation and define the next strategic steps to move the needle in your fashion business. for any questions regarding manufacturing or any questions that you would love to ask, please contact me at support@quantumfactory.net. And I would also love to invite all fashion entrepreneurs watching this video to subscribe to our YouTube channel called Fashion Business Mastermind.
Yes.
Thank you so very much.
No, that's amazing. We'll definitely share all those links with you guys below, so you can go ahead and connect with Julia. And like I said, we will have her back and we'll ask a bunch of more questions. Thank you so much, Julia, for joining me today, for sharing your expertise. Guys, if you like this episode, please like, share, subscribe to show your support. And we want to wish you an amazing rest of your week. And we will see you guys in our next episode. Okay? Bye, guys.